Hey, Betties. Welcome to the Better Podcast. It's your host, Dr. Stephanie. It is geeky magic time where I step away from the interviews and just talk to you. It's just going to be me and you today. And these episodes, I'm going to bring you personal insights, frequently asked questions, topic du jour in a more condensed, quick, and actionable way. I go hard on the geek, wrap it up with sprinkles and magic for you to do and be better. So last week we talked about men are the seed, and this week I want to talk about how women are the soil and how we can begin to attune to our own needs as females and how we can begin to honor our unique biology. Because we talked about men last week, we were talking about how men work on a 24-hour cycle and they are very much like the sun. And women, of course, do not work on a 24-hour cycle. We work much more like the moon. We work on a 28-day cycle. And I want to really break down this cadence for you today. And this also applies to all women. So women with an X, right? You don't have to be menstruating to follow this. You can be in menopause and you can honor this cycle. You can be pregnant. You can be breastfeeding. You can be a woman in transition. But what I want to really talk about is how we can recognize and honor the distinct cycle that a woman has from a man. Because most of what we know to be true and wonderful for our men do not work in the same way for our women. One of my goals this year is to make it my best year ever with my skin. And one of the ways that I'm doing that is with the Bond Charge Red Light Neck and Chest Mask. Wrinkles, acne, scarring, skin roughness, loss of collagen and elastin happen in the face and in the neck and the décolletage area on our chest where the skin is very thin and susceptible to skin damage. I think at this point we're all pretty good about putting sunscreen on our face, but so many of us miss the neck and the chest area too. I use the Bond Charge Neck and Chest Mask daily for about 10 minutes in the morning while I'm checking emails. Their red and near-infrared light waves together penetrate up to 5 to 10 centimeters below the skin surface. The red light reaches the skin's top layers, and the NIR light targets the deeper tissues without UV exposure. And that's going to help reduce the fine lines, wrinkles, and to help ramp up collagen and elastin production. So I want you to head over and have your best skin with me this year. Go to bondcharge.com/better. That's BETTER. And use the discount code BETTER at checkout. And that's going to give you 15% off your entire cart. Transform your health and fitness with the Carol Bike, the smartest, most effective exercise backed by science. You can experience unparalleled results in just a minimum of 15 minutes per week, thanks to AI personalized workouts tailored to your age and your fitness level. You will increase fat loss, train up your strength and your speed, and have better energy, something that every woman, including myself, absolutely covets. I always say that women are the original biohackers. If there's a way for us to feel better and look better, we are all over it. Carol Bike, in my opinion, is one of the best pieces of cardio equipment that you can invest in. Studies prove that Carol helps you achieve a 12% increase in cardio fitness, lowers the risk of type 2 diabetes by 62%, and reduces blood pressure by 5% in as little as 8 weeks. Begin your transformation with the Carol Bike today and enjoy $100 off using the promo code BETTER for our beautiful Better Podcast listeners. That's BETTER. All you have to do is visit carolbike.com. So I want to talk about, and I want to do a little mini course, if you will, on the moon, because if you are in your reproductive years or not, you don't have to be, but if you're getting enough natural sunlight, typically your menstrual cycle will sync up with the cycles of the moon. So this is particularly true for women in our reproductive years. And it's also just a good, gut check. So if you're not, and I'll go over each phase of the moon, but I also just want to preframe that if you are not bleeding and getting your period on the new moon, or your luteal phase does not line up with your waning moon, that doesn't mean that you're menstruating wrong. You're not doing it wrong. It just means that you are living a modern life where you are not exposed to enough natural sunlight through the day, and your menstrual cycle has gone off of the cycle of the moon.
And what we often see is women who, let's say they go camping or they're, you know, they go on cruises where they are, you know, exposed to a lot of natural sunlight, if they're out on the decks and what have you, that they will often start to sync up with the moon. So let's talk about how our menstrual cycle syncs up with the moon cycles. So the first cycle is, or the first part of the moon that I want to talk about is the new moon. And this is typically bleed week. So this is typically week one of your cycle. This is where a lot of times there's rest and reflection. So just like the guy that we talked about last week in the early morning who's in deep thought and strategy, this is also our time to be doing that as well. This is particularly true in the bleed week. And I always, I've heard this, I can't recall where I first heard this. I know I talked about this with Kate Northrup, but instead of thinking about a particular problem, you know, a project or a challenge, instead we should be bleeding on it. So, you know, men will think about a problem, we should bleed on a problem. And of course, in the context of lifestyle as well, in this new moon, in this bleed week, I also like to start to begin to lift heavy weights a few days into the period. So once the cramping and the lethargy has lifted, we can start to take your estrogen starts to rise towards the end of week one. So we want to start profiting from that trophic hormone there as well. Which brings us to week two. That is the waxing moon. So this is when we are going to be brainstorming and planning and starting projects. The moon, of course, appears bigger this week, and so does our energy. And this is when our testosterone levels are the highest in the entire 28-day cycle. This is when we see testosterone peaking. So just like the guys, we also need to profit from this. So a really easy thing that you've probably heard me talk about before, if you're a resident Betty on the podcast, is resistance training. So resistance training, I really like to promote heavy, heavy weightlifting here. So a 5 to 7 rep maximum is where I like to cycle in resistance training in this waxing moon week, this week before ovulation. And then as a dietary consideration, I will often will pair that with an increase in protein so that we can drive muscle protein synthesis and lean muscle mass. So this is equivalent to that 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. time for the guys that we talked about last week. So lots of big energy. This is like big ovary energy. I like to call this big ovary energy, big boob energy. This is your pee power, right? And then of course we move into at the end of the waxing moon is your full moon, right? And that's ovulation. And that's the peak of our bigness, right? So many women, myself included, I am affected by the full moon. My sleep is affected by the full moon. I feel like so much energy. I will often reorganize my entire kitchen and then go and check on my moon app on the phone, on my phone. I'm like, oh, that's why it's the full moon. So this is, and if you don't, there was the last full moon, I forgot to close my blinds in my bedroom and woke up in the middle of the night because the moon was so bright that it actually woke me up overnight. So full moon, big ovary energy, big tit energy. This is pee power. It's all here. Okay. And from that bigness, we move into the waning moon. So this is where we move into the luteal cycle of our 28-day cycle. So this is when things start to slow down a little bit, when we will, this is a really great time to complete projects. And typically the luteal phase is usually a little bit longer than the follicular phase. And this is time to hashtag GSD, time to get shit done. There is a sustained peak of estrogen during this luteal phase. And of course, this has benefits on our verbal articulation. So it's great. It's great time to do a presentation, to be on a podcast, to speak on a stage. So just having that in mind as well for your luteal phase. So this is, it's almost akin to like fall, right? And we can actually pull out the cycles of the moon over this 28-day cycle. You can actually even pull it out even further and look at the seasons as well, right? So the spring is like the birth of ideas, strategies, renewal, right? It would be like the morning time for men, the follicular phase for women. Summer is the big expansion. You're doing all the things. It's late, you know, and it's still bright outside. This is like noon, you know, approximately for men. This is roughly ovulation for women. And then that waning moon, that luteal phase in the first week, the last 2 weeks of your cycle, I should say, is like the snuggling in. It's like the warm socks and it's the completion of projects. It's the harvest. You know, this is like the afternoons for men, the luteal phase for women. And wintertime, of course, is going to be like that nighttime for men when things are dead, essentially, as they do in wintertime, the leaves fall off the trees. And then this is the bleed week for women, right? This is a death of our endometrial lining. And I love using the moon and the cyclical living as a proxy for healing as well. And one of the things that has been so monumentally helpful for my type A personality is that healing is cyclical and things will come back around for us to re-examine them as we evolve and as we grow. And this really came to me as a realization in the last month. I was part of a mastermind and I was called on to share something, and I was describing my childhood and a particular instance that was very traumatic for me, which I have done therapy on. So I have done like cognitive behavioral therapy. I have done plant medicines, psychedelic, you name it. I have worked on this, and I had really thought that I had come to terms with it, that I had understood it, that I had processed it. And as I was describing it, of course, the tears started coming out of nowhere. My chin started quivering and then my voice started getting really shaky, and I was crying and I was like, what the hell? And I was like, well, you know, there it is again, coming up full circle for me. So when we think about healing as a circle as well, so we can process it, we can remove some of the charge, and then it can go deep into our psyche and then it can come back up again, I think is also really helpful for us to look at whatever the trauma was to allow us to re-examine it and say, okay, what's the opportunity here? What do I still need to go back inside to work on? How can I hold space for this little girl who's really scared? How can I work to become more of who I am and become more accepting of who I am? So I like this as a proxy for healing as well.
I am incredibly bullish on sauna as a therapy for recovery, heart health, and overall aging well. I personally decided on an infrared sauna from Sunlighten because of the range of far wavelengths and near infrared wavelengths that it offers. Saunas help with detoxification and rejuvenation to rid your body of toxins. It helps with heart health by improving circulation, reducing blood pressure, and helping keep the arteries supple. It helps with muscle recovery by easing the tension and soreness to recover faster, and of course, stress reduction. With the warmth and the relaxation of sitting in a sauna, it's crucial for hormonal balance and achieving a state of well-being necessary for a strong physique and a strong mind. If you visit sunlighten.com/better and use code better to get a discount, that is sunlighten, sunlighten.com/better, and use code better at checkout.
And I just wanted to also maybe talk about the cyclicity and the power of the feminine. Dr. Christiane Northrup talks about egg wisdom. And this can be really applied to like relationships. It can be applied to business. Like when we think about what happens in the female body, you know, the follicle, we have luteinizing hormone spikes, the follicle releases the egg. And what does the egg do? That queen, she just hangs out, right? Like she doesn't run up and down the fallopian tubes, like looking for the sperm. She doesn't run in and around the uterus. She's not in the cervix. Like she just hangs out, right? Like the queen she is. And she sends out a signal and she says, okay, sperm, like I'm ready for you. Right. And I think that this is, and then she also, the other thing that she does is, you know, the sperm are like, yahoo, she's here. And then they all like kind of rush towards her, but she chooses who fertilizes her, right? She chooses the sperm that enters. And I think that this is really a wonderful way for us to think about channeling our feminine. And this is just like the book Power Versus Force, right? So when we think about power, this is you sitting in your own power, fully embodied, allowing opportunities to come to you like the egg. Right? She's just hanging out like the queen on her throne, and she's just waiting for the opportunity for something to come to her. And force, of course, is the pushing. It's like trying to get the square in the round peg, trying to make something happen. And I think that so many of us, present company included, are often in our masculine, right? We act like sperm. It's like, you know, we want to get something. So we have competition and there's fighting and there's forcing, just like sperm are going to, you know, try to beat out the other sperm. They're going to force their way up the cervix. And I think when we're trying to understand and channel our female wisdom, it's defining what it is that you want and then allowing it to come to you. It's reaching into the quantum. We can talk about this in terms of manifestation, or we can talk about this in terms of egg power and egg wisdom. You are a powerful creatrix, right? You are a powerful creator. Your ovaries are not just for children, although if you've chosen that, you know, as I have, you know, that's how you do it, right? But it's also your ovaries and your womb can also birth other things. But you have to first define what it is that you want. So creating a list of the things that you want so you can get really, really clear. Because, you know, you are, as a woman, you know, you are who you are and you want what you want, but you must get clear on that in order for you to reach into the quantum and get what it is that you're seeking. And I believe there's a Rumi quote, and I'm probably going to say it wrong, but what you are seeking is also seeking you. You know, in other words, what you want also wants you. So get clear on what it is and allow it to come to you. So a couple things that we can do with tapping into our cyclicity, tapping into our feminine. First, very basic, ladies, track your cycle. Okay. So this is a big part of the female picture. And I would say a part of understanding who you are and being able to give yourself what it is that you need is listen to your body. And you do that through tracking your cycle. So if you don't understand that you're in your your follicular phase, or it's right before ovulation, or you're right before your bleed week, you know, you're not going to be able to give yourself what it is that you need. So start tracking your cycle if you're not already. And I will read the feminist poet Audre Lorde, who said, "Caring for myself is not self-indulgent. It is self-preservation. And that is an act of political warfare." Worth repeating. Caring for myself is not self-indulgent. It is self-preservation. And that is an act of political warfare. It is important for you to understand that it is you who needs to learn how to take care of you, not outsourcing it to the government or someone wearing a white coat or someone else who you think is going to save you. And I've done an Instagram post on this, and I say this with love, but no one's coming to save you. You have the ability to save yourself by learning about all the things that you are and all the things that you are not. You are able to give yourself what it is that you need. And I know that that's hard for many of the type A ladies that are listening, because it's like, well, I can't control all the things. And like, you know, there's the big, you know, the C word, we have the corona and like all these different things that are happening. And I know that it can be very confusing, but there are many things that you can control, right? You can control what you eat. You can control if, when, and how you move. You can control your thoughts. Your breath, which is so important when we think about breathing and we think about the nourishing parasympathetic stimulation that breath work can afford us. I highly recommend even just tapping into your regular breathing patterns. Are you holding your breath? Is it very shallow? You know, you can control where you focus your attention and what actions you take. So I say this because I know that it can be really, especially now, very confusing time. You know, there's people on every side of every debate, and it's hard for us to know where we stand and, you know, to have the time to go through all the literature and read all the studies. Like, no one has, you know, most people don't have the desire or the skills to want to do that. So working on what you can control and working on how you noticing when you eat certain foods, what your body is telling you, when you do certain movements, what your body is telling you, when you are, you know, I remember in practice, I had there's a particular patient, she was coming in with like chronic headaches. And I said, you know, when are your headaches the worst? You know, and she said something to the effect of, you know, they're worse, you know, after, you know, at the end of the day. And then, you know, through more discussion, it was revealed that she would have this, you know, sort of meeting at the end of the day with her boss. And I said, okay, so every single time you have a meeting with your boss, you get this like raging headache. You come to me right afterwards. Of course, we adjust you, we do all the rehab, but then it happens again. So is it that your body is trying to tell you that maybe this boss or this job is not the thing for you, you know, and your body always knows far more than your brain ever will. It's just a matter of whether or not we are willing to listen. And when we do listen to our bodies, you know, this is when you allow in the magic, right? And when we notice ourselves trying to control things, and this is what I do, I always ask myself, okay, what would surrender feel like? What would the opposite of control feel like right now? So for me, sometimes that comes up with my kids as a mother, when I'm parenting my children, if I'm like, oh my God, I don't want them on their devices, or oh my gosh, like I don't want them fighting with each other, or whatever it is. I ask myself the opposite. Okay, so I know I'm trying to control their behavior. I know I'm trying to control certain things. What would surrender feel like right now? And I ask my body to tell me what the answer is. So tracking your cycle, learning how to listen to your body. The other thing I really want to share with you in terms of becoming a fully embodied female is learning and developing your asking for help muscle. This is your eschismus help eye muscle. I just made up that terrible joke, but learning how to ask for help, because you can't do it alone. And I shouldn't say that you can't, you shouldn't do it alone, right? Your worth is not measured by what you produce or what you do. Your worthiness is who you are. And it is okay to be vulnerable, and it is okay to ask for help. And of course, the irony here is that if you see a woman who appears like she has it all together, right? Like she's like the strong, doesn't need anybody, doesn't need no guy, doesn't need no whatever, you never offer any help because she doesn't seem like she needs it, right? So getting comfortable with asking for help, and I promise you this is something I am also working on and is very difficult, but understanding that your worth is not measured by your productivity. If you can understand that asking for help doesn't make you stupid, doesn't make you unworthy, doesn't mean that you're doing something wrong, but that in fact you are actually human. And that humans are designed to be in communities, and it's okay to lean on each other from time to time. Because if when someone asks me for help, like I am like a lapping, like I'm a Labrador, like bounding across the room, like seeing how I can help them. And you also give, you know, your friends and your community. And if you're, you know, like me, I'm going to be bounding across the room trying to help you. You give them the opportunity to help you, which most women love to do. So I hope that you have found this useful, and I would love for you to give me some feedback. You can join our Facebook community, the Better Community. You can leave us reviews and ratings on iTunes or wherever you listen to podcasts, and looking forward to bringing you more of this Bettified content. I'll see you next week. I hope you enjoyed today's episode. For those of you who want to continue on this week's Geeky Magic Carpet ride with me, visit bettershow.co/show notes. You'll find research, links, summary notes, musings that I prepared in preparation for the podcast, and I often throw in some of my best practices, bonuses, and links. All the juicy bits are in there for you. And now for the obligatory legal and medical disclaimer. This podcast is for general information only, and the advice recommendations we discuss do not replace medicine, chiropractic, or any other primary healthcare provider's advice, treatment, or care. In the consumption of this podcast, there is no doctor-patient relationship formed, and the use and implementation of the information discussed are at the sole discretion of the listener. The information and opinions shared on this podcast are not intended to be a substitute for primary care, diagnosis, or treatment. This episode is brought to you by yours truly, Dr. Stephanie Estima, and Leverage. Leverage handles all production, creates the images that you see on my social media, and takes out all my awkward pauses. They are my secret magic bullet. You can visit them at getleverage.com/better.